Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. Yay! All right, we're back with another exciting Ask Angelo feature, firm erections and how to meet men. So let's get going. One reader writes, "Dear Angelo, I sometimes lose my erection when I'm with someone. What can I do? Signed, Left Limp." I responded, "Dear Left Limp, have no shame. You're not alone. Almost all men have experienced this at one time or another, and here's some suggestions. Anxiety, nerves, is the number one erection killer. Free yourself from performance pressure. Recognize that sex isn't about a stellar performance. It's about having a shared experience. So focus on your partner instead of you. That might help because you're not focusing, you're not self-conscious. So when you're concentrating on pleasing your partner and focusing on them, this sort of takes the focus off of you. It helps take you outside of yourself, and it can calm your nerves. So you could try that. It's kind of like, you know, a watched pot never boils. If you're worried like, oh, I'm not getting an erection, and you're so focused on that, then you're not going to get an erection. It's going to make it worse. So you take the focus off of you, and you put it on pleasing your partner, and then the magic happens where, boing, you might just get your erection back. Also, it's natural for erections to come and go. They do come back again. Losing your erection does not mean that you're less of a man. And I'll say that again. Losing your erection doesn't mean you're less of a man. Now, take away those manly expectations so no one feels the pressure to be hard 24/7. You have to give yourself and your partner permission to lose an erection during sex. While it may temporarily end the act of penetration itself, loss of an erection doesn't have to mark the end of the whole sexual experience. A soft penis still feels, and it's sensitive, and the body's a big place with a lot of other erogenous zones to explore. So, you know, you could just move on to other things or just continue. You could even pause a moment to talk with your partner about what's going on, get it out in the open. This can often decrease its power and can make a difference. Regular exercise in general, eating healthily, not smoking, losing weight, and things like that. You know, not a lot of alcohol, recreational drugs, all these things, while they may lower anxiety, well, let me back up. If you have regular exercise and you lose weight and you have a healthy diet, then that's good for erections. Now, smoking, alcohol, and recreational drugs inhibit erections. Now, they may lower anxiety, but they're not good, you know, for erections. So some people who do these things along with sex to help them cope are actually inhibiting their erections. You may want to rule out a medical cause. Talk to your doctor and maybe ask about medicines like Viagra, Levitra, Cialis. Maybe get your testosterone level checked. Look into Androgel, which is replacement for that if you have low testosterone. But most important, be gentle with yourself. Have compassion for yourself if it happens. Your partner might need reassuring that you're attracted to him. Have compassion for your partner if this happens to them. Realize that it doesn't mean you're unattractive or that he's unattracted to you. Sex is a powerful experience that can expose our vulnerabilities. Issues like insecurities, intimacy fears, maybe even a childhood abuse can make sex threatening for many. A shriveled penis might be how the unconscious mind is keeping you feel emotionally safe with that hot guy, even if he's your beloved. So unresolved relationship problems can also add to the mix if you're a couple. So counseling could be another wise option. And just as a last sort of caveat, excessive alcohol, as I mentioned, you know, does inhibit erections, but it has been shown, I have to say, that one drink, now that's just one beer, just one 4-ounce glass of wine or a shot and a half of alcohol, and no more, but just one drink defined in those ways has actually been shown to promote an erection. But anything more than that in terms of alcohol intake decreases them. So I thought I'd mention that there. All right, so that's all for now. and I sort of talk too long about this, so I'm going to do a separate podcast for How to Meet Men. So be sure to take a look at that and stay tuned. Come back to AskAngelo.com, where many exciting features, including my new book, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love. For now, I'm out.